Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There are lists of scores, maybe hundreds, of patron saints. Nonsense. Mrs., what's wrong with that? Well, what's right with it? Where's it at in the Word? What's a patron saint? Why would you pray to St. Christopher to protect you in your travels instead of in the name of Jesus? Amen. See, the implication is, well, yeah, but St. Christopher, he's a saint, and he knows God, and he's closer to God, and I'm just, you know, dumb me, and I've messed up everything, and so I don't have a right, and so I don't have the in with God that St. Chris has. That's contrary to everything I've read you in the Scripture. Yes. Since we started this morning. That's saying that your prayers are answered but more by how good you are. And we've already said we couldn't be good enough to get access or to get prayer. That's why Jesus had to come. Amen. If we could get access by being good enough, then Jesus coming was unnecessary. Are y'all with me, friends? You don't need these talismans either. These good luck charms.
That's right.
These medals.
That's right.
Amen.
That is acting like people who worship idols and people who worship other things. It's superstition. It's putting faith in the wrong thing. Why am I saying all this? Read the Scripture again. What? How many gods?
One.
How many gods? Are you sure about this now?
Yeah.
How many gods? I want you to say it real strong.
There is
only
one
God. How many mediators do we have between us and God, appealing to God on our behalf? How many? How many?
One.
The man, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. One. Do not pray to any other saint. Do not pray in anybody else's name. Because we've been told we have been brought nigh. We have direct access to the Father. The Father. Come on, are y'all with me? The Father. We have direct access to the Father. Why talk to the people in the street when you can go to the throne room?
Hallelujah.
What are you doing? People say, we're going to bombard the gates of heaven. What? What are you doing? Bombarding out there.
Amen.
When Jesus has reconciled us, has paid the price, given us, somebody say, direct access.
Direct access.
Hallelujah. Direct access to who? None other than the Creator of the heavens and the earth.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
There's nobody above Him.
Yeah.
You can go straight to the top.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And all this stuff about getting you to pray for me, we can join faith with you, but quit thinking He won't hear your prayer.
Amen.
And praying to dead saints. No. Where's that at in the Scriptures? In order for something to be scriptural, you need Scriptures for it. I'm not trying to knock anybody. It's just that is being disrespectful of what Jesus has done for us. He's saying, I gave you direct access, and then you come to him and say, nah, I'm going to go around through Saint so-and-so. Y'all are quiet. 1 Timothy 2:5, there is what? One God. And how many mediators?
One.
See, a mediator is a go-between. Who do I need to use as a go-between?
Jesus.
Not even Jesus' mother.
Amen.
Y'all with me now?
Yes.
There's not one verse, not one verse in the scriptures about that. Or any other saint. How many mediators?
One.
Am I reading scripture?
Yes.
One mediator between God and men, who is it? The man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Go to Hebrews, the 4th chapter. Mr. Weed, do you have to be that plain about it? I don't want you to misunderstand. I don't want you to leave out here scratching your head, because what was he talking about? Hebrews 4. Are you there? Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. That can be translated confession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. You see, that's also some of people's reasoning for praying to departed saints. They say, well, you know, so-and-so, he lived on the earth like I did, and he can relate, you know, to my weaknesses and my human frailties. What do you think Jesus did?
That's right.
That's what it says, didn't it?
Yes.
We don't have a high priest that can't be touched. And some people are implying that God can't be touched. Jesus can't relate to how sinful and how frail and how weak. But it's a lie. I said it's a lie.
Yes.
Jesus has experienced every challenge and temptation that you ever have or ever will. In fact, he's been pushed beyond.
Yes, sir.
Yet, without sin.
Hallelujah.
Proving you don't have to yield.
Yes.
He did it as a man.
Yes.
Verse 16, what should be the result of this? Let us see if we can get somebody.
No.
Somebody to plead our case, or somebody else to pray for us in our time of... No. Let us come boldly.
Amen.
Now, that's not proudly, that's not arrogantly, but it is confidently.
Amen.
Confidently, where? Not to the gates.
Nope.
Not to heaven's suburbs. Not to the outskirts. Where? Not the very throne God sits on.
Yes.
Where the Creator sits?
Yes.
Huh? That throne?
Yes.
Come right on up to there. And do what? Get your mercy. Get your grace. Get your help. When you need it. When you need help. Don't just look for human beings. Living or dead. Come on, are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
You need help? Go straight to the source.
Hallelujah.
You need an answer? You need wisdom? Go straight to the source. Right to the source. This is one of the greatest things Jesus did for us, is providing for this, making us able to do this. The great length and price he paid to accomplish this and get this, we dare not cast it aside and act like we still don't have it. I want you to sit out loud. Say, I can.
And I do.
Go directly to the throne. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
There's one God. Only one mediator.
Thank you, God.
Between God and men. Praise God. In Romans 8, did you find that place? Or? Actually, Hebrews 7. You're already in Hebrews 4. Hebrews 7, verse 22. I'm going to read this in Young's literal translation. Now, you've heard me say this, but let me encourage you again. Many of the modern so-called translations of the New Testament are actually not good translations. They are paraphrase. That's not an actual literal translation. What does that mean? They're telling you what they think it means. That is not what you want. You want to hear exactly what the Lord said and let the Holy Spirit tell you what it means.
Amen.
Y'all with me?
Yes.
So you got to be on your watch. And if you want a good reference to check it, this Young's literal, also the author of Young's Concordance. So this man knew something about the languages. And the more in depth I've studied some things, the more I like it because it, for instance, in studying about intercession, I'm looking up the words in the New Testament, studying it, and I saw something I hadn't seen before. And the word translated prayer, in where it says the things are sanctified by the word of God in prayer, that word actually is the same word that's translated other places, intercession. I thought, really? And so then I thought, well, what translation has? I pulled up Young's literal. Guess what? That's how they translated it. It's sanctified by the word and intercession. Somebody says, what does that mean? I'm not on that right now. Come on. But don't you want to know what it said instead of somebody telling you what they think it means? I'm just saying, this is a good reference for you. If you don't have it, get it. Keep reading. Jesus has become the surety of a better covenant. Just keep reading right down there. Said, indeed, many who have become priests because of death, they're hindered from remaining. Now, it doesn't read as easy because it's more just locked to the actual words. And he, because of his remaining to the age, has the priesthood not transient. Whence also he's able to save to the very end. Now see, the King James says uttermost. But this is what it means. To the very end. And of course, you've got to look at the context. What does it mean to the uttermost? Well, other priests couldn't continue because they died. And then there was a new one. But our priest, hallelujah, he does not die, so he is able to save us from now on. To the very end, those coming to him come through him to God. That's us. Did you come to God through Jesus? And Jesus is ever living to make intercession for them. This is the present day ministry of the head of the church, Jesus.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.